Hello, everyone. So I want to totally freestyle this off the top of my head, and I actually will be doing that this whole episode. I kid you not, for real, for real. I felt like using that colloquialism because I'm in that kind of mood. So this is the best way for me to conclude talking about mainstream porn from a different perspective. I constructively criticize mainstream porn so it can be better, not so it can be eradicated. I have a heart for that world because I need them to balance. That there's nothing wrong with, let me say that later, but let me first make this most important point. I need them to balance the full humanity of the porn performers, the film crews, and all the staff of the porn entity with the full humanity of the consumers, the viewers, and most importantly, the viewers and consumers who have had histories of all types of traumas, because there are many viewers like me who, when it comes to mainstream porn, we want to and need to feel affirmed and embraced. Because there are so many survivors like me of acute traumas, secondary traumas, vicarious traumas, childhood adverse experiences, chronic traumas, complex traumas, and compound traumas that feel spurned by the mainstream porn industry. And most of us are saying that we want to mature the industry because we see the potentiality and the possibility of the industry putting out adult films that are cathartic to us survivors of, again, acute traumas, sexual acute traumas, chronic traumas, sexual chronic traumas, compound traumas, sexual compound traumas, complex traumas, sexual complex traumas, secondary traumas, sexual secondary traumas, and vicarious traumas, sexual vicarious traumas. Because there are many of us who say, well, adult films can be one of the healing sources of our earthly human living. We don't depend on porn or erotica to be all of our healing, but it's a part of our healing. A lot of us, not all of us, but a lot of us. And my goal is that within that world, there's a lot of good to mainstream porn. What I love about mainstream porn, and I'm going to focus more on that than anything else in this episode. I'm going to focus on that as equal to focus on the survivors in this episode. Here we go. So what I like about mainstream porn is that they have a fearlessness to use all their strength, all their energy when it comes to sex. I like that they are able to be unabashed about the enjoyment of sexual fetishes. the enjoyment of skin colors, the enjoyment of body type / body shapes, the enjoyment of hair textures and hairstyles, the enjoyment of those who are bald, the enjoyment of those with diverse personalities, the enjoyment of those of diverse cultural, multicultural backgrounds. I like how they show all different kinds of sex, and I like that you see a lot of the erotic blueprint types, sexual personality types in mainstream porn. And what I like about mainstream porn is the ability to take charge when needed, the ability to not censor how people really feel when it comes to sex. And what I like about mainstream porn is they're very fixated on making the consumers hot as much as they are about making themselves hot. What I like about mainstream porn is the ability to portray group sex, like in the group sex, the people tend to have sex with that one shared sex partner or more than one shared sex partner differently. We see how one person may do these sexual positions, sex acts, and another person may do different sexual positions, because in real life that does happen. You know, people can have sex with one person differently. People have sex with one person differently in a group sex setting, which is authentic. And what I like about mainstream porn is that they have an understanding of the types of categories that people get off on. And what I like about mainstream porn is that the fact that they take hours to make sure that what they're putting out causes more people to like than dislike in terms of their content, I think is remarkable. What I like about mainstream porn is you can tell that being in shape, being physically fit, negotiating uncomfortable positions that they get accustomed to after a while, first a lot becomes comfortable, other people not so much, but they learn how to make uncomfortable positions something that works well for them. I think that's impressive. The fact that you can shoot different shots at different angles of sex, because it's like, wow, in real life we may not get to see ourselves, consumers, when it comes to sex in such a way, but in that world you go, wow, there's more than one lens of witnessing sex. And what I like about mainstream porn is the ability to be innovative, entrepreneurially speaking, because it's like, okay, we're not gonna let piracy get the best of us, so we're gonna webcam model, we're gonna make tapes, and we're going to have adult content subscription services, and that we're gonna have adult content creating going on. You know, we now have more performers creating their own porn entities. I think those are good things. So I don't totally hate mainstream porn. I just wanted to convey, because these listen to my episodes go, oh my God, he's anti-mainstream porn. No, I'm not. What I'm saying is that I have a healthy value of that world to the point where I wanted to see it working for all kinds of people, not just people that haven't survived any abuse, but those of us who have. That's basically in a nutshell what I've been saying all along. Because it reminds me, in fact, my next episode, I'm going to be talking about more of the sex surrogate partner therapy type of adult films. I'm expand a little bit more on that one more time. That'll be my final episode on the subject and what my fellow survivors and I have to say about it, but stay tuned. So when it comes to mainstream porn too, I've come to recognize that for me, what us survivors are saying is that we want to see cathartic exhibitionism that accurately reflects us within it. Because a lot of us survivors are law-abiding, reasonable exhibitionists. Not all of us survivors, but there's a lot of us who, we have that side to us, and the trauma did not stamp that side of us out. And a lot of us want to see cathartic voyeurism. What does that mean? Wow, I get to witness cathartic nudity, like seeing nakedness and seeing sex. It doesn't give me any sexual traumatic couplings. You know, it doesn't give me any sexual flashbacks or even sexual panic attacks. If anything, it's like, wow, seeing nudity from an art perspective, seeing sex from an art perspective, seeing eroticism from an art perspective, seeing sexuality from our perspective is what us survivors need. A lot of us, not all of us, but a lot of us, you know. And I feel like within the mainstream porn world too, I am the type of person that would like to extend an olive branch of a peace treaty, meaning I'm not an enemy of them. I'm not an arch nemesis of them. I'm not an opponent of them. I'm not even a rival of them. What I'm saying is that I can extend this olive branch of a peace treaty because there are many people in mainstream porn who feel exactly the way that I feel. There are a lot of performers in that world who feel what I feel. There are a lot of film crews of mainstream porn who feel what I feel. So there are plenty of people in that world who relate perfectly and resonate perfectly to what I'm saying. What I'm saying to them is perfectly relevant to them. So in my situation with that world, I've come to the conclusion that overall, there are good things about the Avian Awards and XBiz Awards, for example. I like that they award people for sexual hard work, pun intended, that they put in. And I like that they're able to network with each other as a way of continuously as a way of feeding each other's families. I think that's noble that there's a communal community component. And what I like about mainstream porn is that a lot of the performers have a social conscience. A lot of the performers are into social justice. You have a lot of performers who have a heart for the education reform, tax reform, housing reform. Reforming the pharmaceutical industry. They have a heart for reforming the infrastructure system, roads, bridges, etc. They have a heart for racial justice. A lot of them have a heart for reproductive justice. A lot of them have a heart for civil and political rights. A lot of them have a heart for economic, social, cultural rights. A lot of them are human rights champions. A lot of them are into equal justice and equal rights. A lot of them are egalitarians. A lot of them are into equity and equality. A lot of them have a heart for tutoring children and being mentors to children. A lot of them have a heart for reforming the world of workplace system. A lot of them have a heart for literacy. A lot of them have a heart for financial literacy. A lot of them have a heart for gender and sexual diversity justice. A lot of them have a heart for the homeless. A lot of them have a heart for the jobless, the unemployed, and the underemployed. A lot of them have a heart for the hungry, the naked, the thirsty, the dehydrated, the starving, those with little clothes. And those who are emaciated, those who are bullied, those who are needy, those who are poor, those in poverty. A lot of porn performers have a heart for community service projects. A lot of the porn performers have a heart for donating blood and ending blood donation restrictions for certain underprivileged communities. A lot of them have a heart for ending abuse, ending trauma, ending victimization, ending violence, ending crime. A lot of them do have a heart for a criminal justice system. A lot of them, well, we all know they obviously have a heart for sex industry reform and porn industry reform. Reform means improving it, not removing it. Improving the sex and porn industries, not removing the sex and porn industries. Improvement over removal, basically. So we know that, but a lot of the porn performers have a heart for nature. A lot of them have a heart for environmentalism. A lot of them are animal rights activists, and they're into the prevention of animal cruelty and animal abuse. A lot of them have a heart for widows and widowers. And a lot of them are living, breathing dictionaries, living, breathing encyclopedias, living, breathing thesauruses. A lot of them are avid readers, well-read. A lot of them are nerds. And a lot of them are book smarts, street smarts. Street smarts does not mean crime. It just means that they know how to behave appropriately when they're within the streets, but they're not of the streets, you know. What I like about Pump, I like the mainstream Pump performers too, is that they're very gifted people musically. I mean, a lot of them paint well. A lot of them are poets. A lot of them are capable of being poet laureates. A lot of them actually have built advocacy center relationships with congressional figures. So a lot of them are constantly reaching out to members of Congress regarding issues that plague our world. A lot of poem performers have a heart for the United Nations. They have a heart for philanthropy, charity, have a heart for humanitarian aid. You know, a lot of poem performers, they are, most of them are good people. Most of them are kind people. Most of them are nice people. Most of them are bright. Most of them are wise people. Most of them are intellectuals. Most of them are intelligent people. Most of them speak profoundly well. They can flow with a college professor in terms of a intellectual discourse, as it's called in the academia world. A lot of the poem performers, they only date people within the industry. A lot of them do. And then there's some who go, well, I go where love takes me. And if I find it in the industry, great. If I find outside the industry, great. Because some go, well, hey, there are some people that can handle my on-camera paid sex for a living. For me, I've learned that poem performers are just like everybody else. They have things they care about. A lot of them are excellent parents. A lot of them are excellent spouses. A lot of them are excellent unmarried life partners. Poem performers are fully human. They heal. Just like we all do, from things that were deeply distressing, they heal. A lot of them have hearts for people. A lot of them do have hearts for people with disabilities. People with autism, neurodiversity, neurodivergence, neurodistinct, autism rights, disability rights, deaf rights movement. A lot of them are champions of people like me. And you have a lot of them who are very passionate about IVF. Abortion rights. A lot of them are passionate about, you know, even medication abortion, that too. A lot of them are passionate about trans bill of rights, you know, and making sure marriage equality is federally codified, and that a lot of them feel like, hey, trans people should compete in sports with cisgender people. A lot of poem performers are into ending mass incarceration and ending private prisons. So yeah, porn performers who, they may not always talk about what they do for people in need, but a lot of them are more private about it because they don't want to make it look like they're trying to have any kind of nefariousness. Some are just more private than others about what they do off camera. And some go out, I don't mind talking about it, but normally interviewers and people don't ask me what I do off camera. And it's hard for them to find porn-friendly, sex work-friendly interviewers, because a lot of interviewers, they will ask you questions that reveal their horophobic hearts and horarchical hearts, which is deeply distressing to them and to me. So within that world, there's a lot of good to that world. I mean, most of the performers are reputable people. Most of them are not disreputable. What I like about that world too is that for me, honestly, a lot of them would love to have me on board, because it may be, a lot of them may want to learn, you know, how do I make love to a person like Antonio? You know, like, I want to learn how to have sensory sex. You know, I want to learn how to have the kind of sex with him where all he experiences are refreshing flashbacks of what we're doing currently in the present. You know, how can I get his heart racing cathartically, therapeutically, compared to back then? So there are plenty of people in that world who are performers that feel that way about me, because it may be new to them. They're like, you know, he could help me better understand what my erotic needs are, what the erotic desires I should have for myself and whoever I'm with. So I think, you know, I feel like a lot of times, a lot of them would be like, you know, hey, Antonio, you're helping us better understand how sex should work for us, and we're better understanding how sex should work for you. And I don't think they'll take the comments personally, because they're like, wow, Antonio, after all you've been through, man, I really understand how you feel, and we're not going to make you feel what you were made to feel back then. And I will also say, you know, I would talk to them about all the kinds of orgasms and all the kinds of ways of ejaculating that we can have. How can we have sensory-friendly orgasms and sensory-friendly ejaculating? You know, how can we have sensory-friendly bodies with sensory friendly souls? sensory friendly, inner living, sensory friendly, outer living. How can we do that? How can we provide sensory orgasms of the memories and not just of the mind? That was kind of conversation. So, I feel like, you know, overall, how I feel about the industry, there's a lot of good to it. Also, in regards to just many porn performers want something different. You know, they're like, you know, because a lot of them think what I think. A lot of them do. Not all, but enough of them do. And for me, I would explain to them that the sex I'm having with y'all on camera, is because there are people like me who are not used to seeing cathartic bodily expressions and cathartic soulful expressions of erotic intimacy and sensual intimacy. I would explain to them like that, and you know, I would say, well, because I have other callings upon my life, I won't always, you know, be on set because I got this work to do. And I explained to them that I'll be doing this kind of like sporadically because, you know, of what I've been assigned to. Then I explained to them webcam modeling will be the same. And, of course, they would respect all these wishes. They would try to find ways to make me full-time, and I would take it as a compliment. Webcam modeling would try to make it full-time, too. You know? But, I'm just sharing what I think. I think, you know, and we would discuss piracy issues. I think that's something to share, like, how do we protect people from autism, from piracy? That's totally new of a conversation I just started. Or the conversation has been had. I'm just making it public. Then they'll think about, well, you know, we really gotta make sure that economic terrorism doesn't happen to people like Antonio. So, and we gotta make sure the angles and the shoots are sensory friendly to him and people like him. So they'll probably have film crews that are adult film crews that are sensory friendly to me. And if they're not, make sure they get trained. So I feel like overall, you know, the industry has some good people in it, and I feel like so you're probably wondering, you know, Antonio, do you still have a desire to have sex on camera? I do, but it's not about me. It's about a lot of survivors like me. That's the only reason why I have that desire. If exhibitionism, law and reason centered, and voyeurism, law and reason centered, did not help my survivor community in any kind of way, I wouldn't have these desires at all. That kind of stuff, if I have to do that on camera, it has to benefit those on the bottom, such as I. And if it doesn't, I don't want to be bothered with it at all whatsoever, period. Exclamation point. So I want to do it for my fellow survivors, but at the same time, I want to make sure I don't neglect other areas of my life. So overall, you're definitely wandering for certain. Tony, would you ever have sex with mainstream porn performers on and off camera? Yes, as long as it's totally of alignment with embodied eroticism, embodied sensuality, for sure. And as long as there's no rape culture, no violence culture, as long as everyone appreciates their pay, and there's no shystiness, no shadiness, and the sexual health protocols and testing are way up to date, and they are proven to be extremely accurate, and there are effective sexual health protection mechanisms, and as long as they have a heart for sensory belonging and sensory inclusion and sensory hospitality and sensory enjoying, and as long as they are mindful and loving towards survivors like myself, then I would totally go for it. I feel like also, I would only do it in a way that 100% guarantees that a lot of survivors like me would go, wow, I didn't know that skin-to-skin contact doesn't have to be traumatic. It can be and it doesn't have to be laborious to be liberating. I feel like for me, I'm mindful of which companies that I would deal with, because any company can talk a good game, but I like to deal with companies that they are true to their word, true to their character, true to their values, and they're always willing to mature as human beings, and that to me, they're the type where a person like me, they don't see me as a threat, they see me as an asset to them, because they would be an asset to me, and they would be the type where I'm into looking out for you as much as you're into looking out for me, and also with them, I would find a way, well, we would find ways, artfully cathartic ways, where the sex that we're doing can be easily shown to anti-porn, anti-sex work people, not to make them pro-sex, pro-porn, that's not the point, but to say, hey, there's another way to go about sex that doesn't have to be debilitating nor excruciating. Because I think a lot of anti-porn, anti-sex work people have made to feel like, well, this is the only way sex can be shown and it's grotesque. No. Sex can be shown in more than one artfully cathartic ways. And for myself, I feel like I've come to learn that I am just a person when it comes to that word. I think they would appreciate me having a beautiful knowledge of the sexual human condition, sexual human nature, because ultimately they appreciate my sexual human self-reflection. My last statement is that Antonio, what if you win at the Avian and X-Biz and all the other awards? It'll be on behalf of my survivor community. I repeat, it'll be on behalf of my survivor community because we won those awards, not just I. And I am open to reputable mainstream porn companies in terms of the mainstream porn world. Nothing less, nothing more, no ands, ifs, or buts about that. And I'll say this. Everything I do on camera and off camera is about winning victories with my survivor community. It's not I, it's we.